Good morning. Today I will be reading Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatest of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne, and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness. From that time on and forever, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Thank you, Landon, for reading the word to us this morning. You are welcome to remain seated if you'd like, just to relax and enjoy our Christmas songs, or you can stand up if you'd like. It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to man, from heaven's all-gracious King. The world in solemnest stillness lay to hear the angels sing. And ye beneath life's crushing load, whose forms are bending low, who toil along the climbing way with painful steps and slow, look now for glad and golden hours come swiftly on the wing. Oh, rest beside the weary road and hear the angels sing. For lo, the days are hastening on by prophets seen of old, when with the ever-circling years shall come the time foretold, when peace shall over all the earth its ancient splendors fling, and the whole world give back the song which now the angels sing. Amen. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful, O ye nations, rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, late in time behold him come, offspring of the Virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity, pleased as man with man to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Amen. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace, silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing alleluia, Christ the Savior is born, Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Amen.
Well, good morning. I titled this Communion Meditation, A Year That Changed Us. And oh, what a year it has been. I decided to end my last Communion Meditation for 2020 for what we all have been through. Now, before I go on, I do want to apologize if this Communion Meditation may seem a little discouraging than some of my other ones. But today's topic, no, I'm not going to talk about nature. I decided to use a speech from the movie Rocky Balboa, which was released in 2006. I heard it on social media, and I just thought it was appropriate for what we all have been through this crazy year. Now, I did improvise and change the speech a little bit for this communion meditation, but it goes something like this. Somewhere along the line, we change. We stop being us. We let a bad year of an unfortunate offense stick a finger in our face and tell us we are no good. And when things got hard, we started to look around for something to blame, like raging wildfires, a harmful virus, a crazy election year, and so on. But let me tell you something that you already probably know. The world all ain't sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean, cruel, and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, how much you can take and keep moving forward. That is how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you don't want to be where you want because of these unfortunate events or anybody else. Cowards do that, and that ain't us. And we are better than that. And at the end of the speech, it ends like, I'm always going to love you, no matter what, no matter what happens. You are my son and my blood. You are the best thing in my life. But until you start believing in yourself, you're not going to have much of a life. So I ask us who are sitting here today, are we going to let these unfortunate events define us who we are? Are we going to let 2020 rule our lives and keep controlling us for the future to come? Are we going to say, I can't move forward in my life because 2020 is keeping me on my knees and keeping me down there permanently? I hope not. And as we get close to Christmas Day, we should all think about the crazy world our Lord and Savior was entering in the time of chaos, a king that was trying to hunt him down and to get rid of him. And on the day of Calvary, Jesus took the hits of punishment to be put to death on the cross. Jesus could have let the unfortunate events of his time define him and to run away from saving us from our sins. He could have left and said, man is not worth saving. But just like at the end of the Rocky Balboa speech, Jesus decided to go ahead and accept the physical punishment because he loved us. So he loves us no matter what, and because we are his children. Jesus conquered and won over death. And yes, we are having a crazy year with all these unfortunate events, but at least we know at the end that Jesus overcame the world and promised us eternal life with him as long as we believe in him, get baptized in his name, and help bear fruit for the weary souls that come upon us. And I know dark and terrible times may lie ahead, and there will come a time in all of our lives when we must choose between what is right and what is easy. And sometimes I have to remind myself not to take the easy path because just like Rocky Balboa said, that is what cowards do, and that ain't us, and we are better than that. And if we keep letting a corrupt year define us, because if we do that, we are not going to have much of a life, are we? It says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, for everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. And in John 16, verse 33, I said these things to you, that in me you have peace, in the world you will have tribulations, and take heart, I have overcome the world. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this great and wonderful day you have provided, Lord. I know it's not the year that all of us wanted to be in. A lot of us have lost friends and families and jobs and our daily routines, our daily lives that we were used to. Lord, I just ask you, as what the future holds, Lord, just help give us courage and hope to come over this crazy world. But as we just mentioned, you know, you brought your son into a chaotic time. And you help overcome our sins so that we can be with you for eternity. And Lord, as we come at this table, let us be reminded about your son's sacrifice on the cross. And then as Christmas Day comes here in the next few days, let us be reminded that you give us the precious gift of all, your son. We just love you and praise you.
Thank you. All righty. Thank you, kids. Great job. Christmas is one of the best times of the year. I love Christmas. I say it every year. I love everything about it. I love the celebration. I like the lights. I like the decorations. I like the time spent with family. A lot of times during Christmas vacation, things just slow. They either slow down or they get real hectic and busy. And sometimes we get a little bit of both. And it's just a wonderful time of year. And it's fun, especially you know that those of you have kids and grandkids and nieces and nephews. And it's fun to watch them watch the presents under the tree. We have our tree up at the house. And every day, Jaden checks under the tree to see how many he's got a present count under the tree, and the excitement's building for presents. And we've talked about all month long about what Christmas is all about and what we're celebrating, and we've been preparing here at church and doing special things. And this morning, I just want to focus on the wonderful gifts that God has brought to us and what we're celebrating in Christmas. I promise you there is not a present under the tree this year that is as wonderful as the gifts that we have received through Jesus Christ coming into the world a long, long time ago, a couple thousand years ago. God planted himself into the world. And we have this beautiful proclamation in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, of the coming Messiah. Isaiah, hundreds of years before the Messiah is even born, Isaiah is given this prophecy from God. It says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." We have this wonderful proclamation of the coming Messiah, the King. The King is so wonderful, his reign will know no end. It will last for eternity. He will be our Wonderful Counselor forever. He will be our Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and our Prince of Peace for all times. This Christmas, I want us all to have a wonderful celebration, because we have a wonderful God giving wonderful gifts to his children. This morning I want to take a quick look at his wonderful gifts to us. There are many, 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 and you see them every day, but I want to point out five big ones that Jesus gave us, that God gave us through the gift of Jesus Christ on the night that he was born a long time ago in Bethlehem. First, God gave us his wonderful love. I can't think of a more wonderful gift than the gift of God's perfect agape love. The world had never seen this kind of love until God sent Jesus. John 3:16, you all know it, says, "For God so loved the world." That's that agape love, that love that only comes from God. It's a supernatural love. It supersedes any kind of love seen here on earth. "That he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." The world had never known this kind of love before, because the world practiced the what the world knew was, love those who love you, hate those who hate you. Even the Jewish law said, if somebody pokes you in the eye, poke them in the eye. Somebody punches you, you punch them. Somebody steals from you, you steal back what belongs to you. The world had never known this kind of love. A love that would send his one and only Son into the world. The world had turned its back on God. James was very correct in his communion meditation when he said that at the time Jesus entered the world was in complete chaos. Like Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. There's been pandemics. There's been horrible governments. There's been horrible natural disasters throughout world history. There's nothing new under the sun. And when Jesus came, it was a time of chaos. God's people were in a time of chaos. The world was in a time of chaos. Rome was ruling a lot of the world and doing some horrific evil things. And evil was reigning at that point. So the world had turned its back on God. Even God's people were losing faith. And God interceded and injected His Son, His one and only Son, into the world, knowing full well what the mission was going to be. The beating that He was going to endure. The name calling. The lack of faith. The lies that were going to be spoken about Him. And the horrible death on the cross. Many of you have been blessed with beautiful sons. Some of you have been given one son, Greg. I've been given two. Maddox's have two beautiful sons. Donner's have sons. Harp's have sons. Freezy's have sons. How many of us would lay our son's life, especially our one and only son, give him for your worst enemy? The one who has hurt you the most, turned his or her back on you the most, and say, you can have my son. Not many, if any of us, could probably bring ourselves to do that. God is the creator. He was never created. We are not celebrating the creation of God on Christmas morning. We are celebrating the birth of the Savior, God in the flesh. You were created to love and be loved by God. You were created to bring joy to the Father. And when sin separated us from God, we were no longer accomplishing our purpose. And that didn't sit well with God. He loved you enough to send His only Son, the only perfect sacrifice, to save the world from its sins. When you're sitting around Christmas morning, Friday morning, whether you're with just a couple people or you're with five or six family members or whatever you're doing on Christmas morning, and you're doing your Christmas traditions of breakfast or opening presents or whatever you do, read the Christmas story together with your family, don't forget one of the greatest gifts you have received from God is His love. His personal agape love that loved you enough despite your guilt, despite your sin, despite your lack of faith in Him. He sent you Jesus. He loved you that much. We're also told in the Gospels, again in John, that Jesus came to bring us the gift of a wonderful life. And I'm not talking about the movie, The Wonderful Life. God wanted you to have life, and He wanted you to have it to the full. John 10:10 says, this is Jesus speaking. Jesus says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. We know that. There's nothing good that comes from Satan. There's nothing good that comes from the thief of earth. He only exists to steal, to kill, and destroy. Jesus says, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. So many people in the world who don't understand the gift of Jesus Christ think that He came and made a bunch of rules. He came and took a lot away. I can't do this. I can't do that. I have to give this. I have to give that away. I have to forgive even if I don't want to forgive. I have to serve even if I don't want to serve. I have to do. And it can seem like it's very frustrating to be a Christian. Jesus said, not at all. I came to give you a life, no matter what earthly circumstances surround you. Whether you're in a life of poverty, in any way, shape, or form, or a life of wealth doesn't really matter. We all know that there's wealthy people who live a miserable life. There are poor people who live a miserable life. And there are those in the middle who live miserable lives because they live without the light of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, I came to bring you life and to bring you life to the full. He wants you to have purpose. He wants you to have meaning. He wants you to know that you matter. You were created for a reason. There are millions of people who have no idea, no understanding why they were born, why they were created, what their purpose is in life. Jesus said, your job does not identify who you are. Your role in the community does not identify who you are. The fact that you're a husband, a wife, a daughter, a son, a grandparent, that is not your identity. I have given you the life of a child of the Most High God. You will inherit the inheritance of God the Father. And He wants you to be able to live a life to the full. A life with peace, with joy, and forgiveness. And we're going to talk about that here in a second. So again, as we're gathering around our families and we're celebrating Christmas on Friday morning, whatever your tradition is, it may be even a little bit different this year. Think about the life that God has given you. Think of everything that He has put into your life. That is a beautiful gift. Some of you have beautiful families. Some of you have beautiful jobs, beautiful communities, beautiful church family, beautiful, I mean, the list goes on and on. He gives you those good gifts because He wants you to have a life with purpose and meaning and to know that you belong to Him. Which brings us to number three. The third gift is this wonderful gift of wonderful peace. I'm not talking about worldly peace. When you sinned for the very first time, for many of you that was long, 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 long time ago, that separated you from God. You were no longer at peace with your Creator. You were separated from your Creator. You were created by a holy God who is perfect, and He cannot live in the midst of sin. Why He had to cast Satan and all his angels out of heaven. He could not live amongst that evil. So there was this divide between you and God. You were not at peace with your Creator. And whether you acknowledge God as Creator or you acknowledge Him as Lord or not, it doesn't matter. The fact is, you are created. You are created by Him. You are created to love Him and Him to love you. You are created for Him to be your God. Truth. But sin caused a divide there, and you are no longer at peace. That's why at times you feel guilty. That's why at times you feel unrest. Because there's an unrest between you and your Creator, whether you acknowledge it or not. Romans 5:1, though, tells us, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Doesn't say we have peace of God. Like God gave you just this mental peace, this relaxation. You know, I just came back on from vacation, wonderful vacation. We sat on the beach. We sat by the pool. There were some times of relaxing. And there was much peace, just physical peace. It's not the peace God's talking about here. You now have peace with God because you have been reconciled by the gift of Jesus Christ. You no longer have to worry if you get to spend eternity with Him or not. You no longer have to worry if you will be cast into the darkness forever without the God who created you. You can now live at peace with God. That's what gives you the ability to wake up every morning and approach the throne of God yourself. You don't need to have a priest go and say your prayers to God for you. We have a great high priest. His name is Jesus. Jesus says, give me all of your burdens. Give me all of your requests. Give me all of your joys, your celebrations. Give me your everything. You have the ability to approach the throne of God yourself because you are at peace with your Heavenly Father. What a wonderful gift to remember this coming Christmas morning. Not only have we been given God's peace, we have been given a wonderful joy. A joy that the world does not understand. Luke chapter 2, verse 10. When the angel announces the birth of Jesus to the world, the angel makes this announcement to shepherds who are scared to death. They have no idea what's going on. There's thousands of angels in the sky appearing. Strange things are happening in the world. And this angel makes this proclamation to the shepherds. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. God is sending the great news that is for all people, not just the Jews, not just the priests, not just the church leaders, not just for the rich, not for just the poor, not for the athletes, not for the learned, for everyone. I bring you news, and what kind of news? Of great joy. A joy that will last through tough circumstances. A joy that will last no matter what happens here on planet Earth. The joy that allowed men to sit in prison cells and worship God. The joy that allowed Jesus Christ to hang on a cross and ask God to forgive these people. They have no idea what they're doing. And the joy that God gave to Jesus when he proclaimed it is finished. The joy of accomplishing God's will. This is a joy that doesn't depend on life circumstances. A joy that can never be robbed from the world. I've seen great examples of this joy. I've shared this one before, and hopefully we're going to get to see him today. But I watched Ernie Tinkey on the day that we memorialized his wife, Eleanor. And of all days, to be sad, to be mournful, to cry, to have the right to do whatever you want. Ernie was standing up, I remember it like it was yesterday, was standing up with a smile on his face, a joy on his face, greeting people, greeting his guests that were there to mourn the death of his wife. There was that joy of Jesus Christ beaming out of his heart. And I thought to myself, that's got to be hard. How do you do that? That is not hard. When the joy of Jesus Christ has been there for years after years after year after year. What a glorious gift from God Himself. The gift of His joy that lasts for all eternity. The last gift, and probably the biggest gift God's ever given us through the birth of Jesus Christ, and something to never forget. But let's praise him especially Friday morning as we celebrate Jesus coming into the world, is the gift of a wonderful forgiveness. Matthew 1:21, the beginning of the gospel, we have this proclamation that Mary will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. The number one job. Jesus came for many reasons, many purposes. He came to seek and to save. He came to teach. He came to reveal all the mysteries of God. He came to reveal your purpose, my purpose. He came to reveal the will of God. what his desires are, what brings God joy, what brings God disappointment. He revealed all that stuff about God. He taught in the temple. He taught, he healed people. He showed miraculous signs and miraculous wonders. But the greatest thing the angel pronounced, you will give birth to a son and you will call him Jesus, because he is going to save people from their sins. Forgiveness is coming into the world. Forgiveness that has never been seen like this before. No matter what you have done, no matter who you have been in your life, God says there is forgiveness in my son's name, Jesus. I don't care how many people you have hurt. I don't care how far you have wandered away from me. I don't care how much hatred has been in your heart. You call on the name of Jesus, you believe in him, and there is forgiveness for you. Can't think of a more wonderful gift given by God than the gift of forgiveness. That should bring us to our knees every single morning when we wake up, let alone during our celebration of the birth of the King, the everlasting King. We have been given this wonderful forgiveness. And what do we do with it on a daily basis? Or do we even think about it on a daily basis? All the things you have, all the things you do, all the beautiful gifts you've been given and shown by God is because of His great forgiveness. And He says, what I want you to do with that gift of forgiveness is to keep giving it. Forgive those who have wronged you, just as you have been forgiven. Jesus even takes it a step further and says, how can you expect me to forgive if you can't forgive others? Folks, these I always tell you to hang on to some promises given by God. Here's five big ones. Underline them. John 3:16, John 10:10, Romans 5:1, Luke 2:10. In Matthew 1:21, give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. We serve a wonderful God who gives wonderful gifts to his children. I want you to remember that this Christmas. When you wake up on Christmas morning, and if you're the one that starts the coffee, or you put the cinnamon rolls in the oven, or whatever your family does on Christmas morning, think of the wonderful gifts God's given you so that you have the ability to worship and celebrate this Christmas morning. How will you use these gifts? How will you use his love? How will you use his life, peace, joy, and forgiveness? How will you use those gifts for his glory and for his honor this Christmas season? The best gift you can give Jesus for his birthday. I love picking out presents. I love picking out Christmas presents. I love picking out. I know some people hate it. I love it because I love seeing people's faces when they open their gift. You want to give Jesus a birthday gift this year. The best gift you can give Jesus for his birthday is your wonderful life. You have been given a wonderful life in the name of Jesus. Give it back to him. Give him what belongs to him. Give him your talents that was given to you by God. Give him your praise. Give him your worship. Give him your love. Give him your life. Give him your life filled with his love, his peace, his joy. Give him your life that has been forgiven. And do some amazing things with it in his name. That's the invitation this morning. As we celebrate the birth of the King, and you want to give a gift back, Jesus isn't looking for money. He's not looking for a Christmas sweater. He's not looking for more time spent in community service, which that's wonderful. We're called to do that. He simply wants you. He wants you and he wants a relationship with you. He doesn't just want you to be saved and boom, it's done. He wants to walk with you, talk with you, have a relationship with you for all eternity. That's why you were saved. To have an inheritance in heaven with him. Won't you give him that beautiful gift this morning? Won't you be reminded of the gift we're called to give each and every day? If you've never before given your life to Jesus Christ, I can't think of a better time to do it than Christmas. If you want to give Jesus a birthday gift this year, give him your life. Throw your hands in the air. Say, I acknowledge you, Jesus, as the Son of the living God. I accept your grace. I accept your mercy and your forgiveness. I'll be baptized in your baptism and start all new, afresh with you. For those of us who have already done that, who have already acknowledged him as King, what a great reminder of the wonderful Christmas Jesus gave us over 2,000 years ago when God put him on earth to give us his wonderful love, life, peace, joy, and his wonderful forgiveness. Won't you respond to that as we sing Joy to the World? Please stand.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive.